Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons. Today we have a very special episode. We're all hanging out here. It's me, Russ.
It's a group listen.
I was just going to stay quiet for a really long time. Like, actually, we're not here. Yeah. I'm also here, though. Everyone's here.
We're all here.
We're all here. We're having a good time. We're introducing you to a new show that we really, really love. It's called The Ordinary Epic. It's a comedic audio drama about found families, role-playing games, dungeons, and occasionally dragons. Basically what it is, it's a fully scripted audio fiction podcast about some friends playing Dungeons and Dragons. And it's really, really good.
But not only is it about them playing D&D, it's also about them actually around the table.
Yeah.
And stuff that's going on in real life, too.
Yeah, like the first episode starts, what you're going to listen to here is like some of them are friends, which often happens at a game table, and they're bringing in a new person trying to like try them out.
Ooh, so it's tricky business.
So there's a little bit of friend power dynamics that you're going to run into here in this here episode.
Well, and I love the hopping between the fantasy world and the reality world, because that's exactly what happens round table. You are totally in it. You're living in this fantasy world. And then all of a sudden, something that happens in real life.
Totally.
Yeah. And it's seamless, like all the sound design and the music and everything like that. They make it's perfect all the way through there.
Well, they're pretty legit, you guys.
Yeah.
Like they are 2020 BBC Audio Drama Awards finalists. And the AV Club called them one of the cheeriest debuts of the spring with a sweeping soundscape and beautiful music design. I mean,
so, Carla, would you say
damn,
that they
those are
too,
glowing words.
Too legit to quit?
Who do we gotta pay to get the AV Club
I was gonna
to say that
if
about
the AV Club ever gave me a review like that, I would just quit immediately.
Or like print it on cards or something.
That's
like
it for
wow.
me.
Like we've said, we've listened to this episode. We're gonna listen to it again here with you, obviously, because this is how recordings work. Is we're gonna be
yeah,
the
here whole time
with
yep.
you.
Yeah, we play it and record it in real time with us listening.
That's right.
Listen for our rustles.
We'll drop in little popcorn bags throughout. That's not part of the real podcast. That's just us sitting listening with you. So you can find and listen to The Ordinary Epic anywhere you listen to podcasts. Huge thanks to Ordinary Epic for their support of us coming here, allowing us to share their show with you. And we're very excited. So we're just going to hit play. All right. Somebody push the button. We got cassettes, right?
Yeah. Press play.
Yeah. The cassette.
Let's count it down.
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, wait, sorry, I was
oh,
on side
boy.
B.
Ah.
The Ordinary Epic, Season 1, Episode 1. The Group. The expedition went as planned, friend, but with one happy exception. Where you sent us after copper, we found gold.
Maybe I and my men were partial to the copper.
Ah, but you'll like this particular gold better. Kalis.
This is no trinket, as you thought, but a holy artifact from the gods' war days. Possibly before. Its purpose is unknown, but I detect that it still holds great power within.
So what's your point?
That it is worth, well, somewhat more than the modest bounty you originally offered.
Is that so?
Yeah, it is.
Call off your troll, Merrick.
Pack half orc. What? Will not humans look same to you?
No threat was implied, friend, of course. The lady has a gruff demeanor, but a heart of gold.
Lady? How can you tell?
Thak dance real pretty, that how, and can crush your fucking skull with one hand. More skulls take two hands.
Stand down, boys. It's a curious thing, your band of misfits. Orc muscle, a pointy-eared sage.
Actually, it's pronounced mage with an M sound, as in the marvelous magics that may maim or murder in a manner most meticulous.
And a half-breed face man.
Half-elf, if you would. Race is kind of difficult for you, huh? Well, thank you, at least, for not calling me thief like everyone else.
I don't altogether enjoy this conversation, but we can bargain. I just need to know that your pet human won't be trouble later.
Beg your pardon?
The silent one in the raiment of a holy man?
Is that me?
See anyone else wearing bed sheets? Are you an actual priest, or do you perhaps wear the robes for fun? This trinket is sacred to your order or some such, isn't it? Am I gonna have cause to regret this trade later?
Time out? So, I'm confused. What am I supposed to say to him?
That you don't care?
But maybe he does care.
Do I?
Think about what your character would say, Marcus, and just say that.
This really isn't like most board games.
New guy isn't even a gamer. Yet another nice find, Emo.
Shut up, Dom. Marcus, it's a role-playing game.
Right.
So, you're this holy guy, Benedict.
Right.
And he's just joined this adventuring party.
Right. Why?
Because we needed someone to heal us and not ask questions.
Dom!
What?
Any reason you want, Marcus. That's the great thing about this game. You can be anyone you want. Do anything you want, for any reason, so long as it's true to your character.
Oh my god, he does speak.
What? No, he doesn't.
That is the absolute most I have ever heard Daniel say that wasn't in character as Merrick.
What is happening right now?
He doesn't like to be the center of attention. Like this, right now. He hates this. This is his nightmare. Daniel.
So this is like improv.
Thank you so much.
One guy says, I like artichokes. So the other guy says, oh, really? Well, too bad. I got the last one. And now you have a scene with conflict, which is good for some reason. I did an improv class with my old job one time. It was mostly about artichokes.
Sure.
Cool. I totally got this.
Wait, but...
So the buyer says, or am I gonna have cause to regret this trade later?
There's no need for regrets, brother, because there is no trade.
What?
Great.
This artifact belongs to my church, and as such, I cannot part with it for any price. What did I say?
Kill them all!
The last man falls to Thak's towering blade. You survey the aftermath. Several bodies lie scattered around the now empty tavern, though the buyer himself seems to have escaped. And with him, your chance of offloading the relic for a bounty.
Well, glad you took my advice to heart.
This is why we don't like new players. The group is the group, and new guy is a bad player.
Don't call people names, douche canoe.
New guy is playing this game badly.
We were supposed to sell the thingy to the guy, huh?
Yes!
No, I mean, not necessarily.
We were actually, empirically.
And off they go.
If you want to destroy this man's agency, you're going to have to get through me, Dom. I'm small, but I'm scrappy, and I don't think that's pain you can handle.
I don't even know where to start. He's playing improv games about artichokes while we're trying to finish this campaign.
No,
this
Dom,
a typical game night for you guys?
Not at all. They usually argue more.
Dominic likes things a certain way.
And Emo's an agent of chaos.
So there's bound to be a disagreement or several. And I hope you don't take anything Dominic says personally. He like you and want you to stay.
Cool. What's an Emo?
Emo? Her?
Imogene?
Her name is Imogene?
Your name is Emo?
There may or may not have been a goth phase in high school and the name stuck. Tell anyone at work and I'll cut you, pretty boy. I'll cut you bad. Anyway, Dom, you have got to stop scaring away new friends just because you don't like them.
Learn something new every day.
So, you work together? Is that how you guys...
Yeah, she's IT and I'm in sales. I'm kind of new to town and she's one of the few people who'll talk to me. Yesterday I said something about Lord of the Rings. She got kind of a manic look in her eyes and now I'm sitting in this basement surrounded by books and weird dice.
It is a slippery slope.
So, what do you guys...
This is my last year of pre-med.
Oh, cool.
Not really.
I work from my house.
Living the dream.
It's a little lonely.
I hate my job too, if that helps.
Thank you. It does.
Emo, you really can just sleep with a guy. You don't have to bring all of them to game night first.
Awkward.
Benedict is not your box of Band-Aids or anyone else's. He's a real, fictional person whose interests may sometimes be at cross purposes with yours, but that's what makes a good story. And, besides which, but relevant, look at those muscles, Dom. Look at them. He doesn't even work out. Did you know that? He doesn't even work out.
Awkwarder.
Oddly, I'm okay being objectified in this way.
This is a highly complex game that he simply doesn't know how to play, and that is preventing us from playing it to the best of our considerable ability. Full stop.
It's a story. Full stop.
It is a story with points. You acquire tasks. You complete those tasks. You are awarded experience points. Once you have enough points, your character becomes more powerful, can attempt more difficult tasks, is awarded even more points.
Oh, Dom, we love you, and we really, truly don't know why.
Now the buyer, whose men we butchered and who rightly fled for his life, gave us a task. Please acquire this holy relic for me, and I will pay you for it. We, the three of us, by the way, not him, acquired it, and then new guy joins the party and decides that we're not going to deliver the goods because that would be more fun. That's not more fun. That's a failed quest. 0 experience points.
Not entirely true. The bodyguards were worth 15 experience each, so split 4 ways.
Kalis was supposed to level up this game. Point-wise, this was by far the lesser path.
Then let's find a better one.
How?
After a day's journey along the winding road, you arrive at the Musketon Abbey, a church devoted to the worship of Godwin, and command post of Benedict's superior, Father Orin. Together, you await his audience.
This is not typically how we do things, brother.
What do you mean?
He means that we're not in the habit of simply handing over valuable things for no reward.
Oh, but there is a reward.
Yeah?
It's knowing that you did the right thing. Okay, just my reward then.
Oh, pretty boy, so pretty, not so smart.
It's a matter of profit versus loss, Benedict. What do we gain by just handing this thing over? We know what we lose. A considerable bounty, provided we can find another buyer and resist somehow trying to murder him or her.
Leverage against whomever the buyer represented, should they return at some point for the peace or payback or both.
Aye, that too. And lest we forget, a trinket of unknown power that could prove useful to us when we have need, which we often do.
Brother Benedict.
Father Orin.
Not 2 days departed on your pilgrimage, and already you're keeping company with murderers and thieves.
Only sometimes and usually, but mostly only when they deserve it.
If they not Thak, or friend of Thak, Thak say they deserve it.
It's like you always said, Father Orin. If you seek to save a sinner, then you must sleep where sinners do.
It wasn't meant literally. Perhaps it was a mistake, sending an orphan with little knowledge of the world out into it alone. You've always been more comely than bright, lad.
Yes, wonderful. His pulchritude makes the poets weep. What of the device, Godspeaker?
Yes, the device. Let me see it.
I'll save you some time. We know, of course, that it is fueled by holy magic. Thus, its power is likely curative or protective in nature.
What else?
Slots at the top and bottom of the rod suggest missing gemstones or crystals. It's unclear whether they were enchanted or merely decorative, but I suspect the former...
Incorrect.
Now, the script seems to be of an early... Sorry, what was that?
You're wrong.
It certainly... But You're wrong!
What you have stumbled upon is one piece of a much more powerful whole. And now that its parts are in motion, I'm afraid that it is far too much of a liability to keep this here, despite its great significance to our order.
Oh. What exactly is the completed set?
The god staff of many pieces, the most valuable,
oh,
dangerous, oh, and powerful artifact in all the history of our known world.
Oh.
So before, when you told the buyer that it was an ancient relic from the gods' war...
I had a sense, naturally, that it was not what it seemed to be at first.
He was lying! We do that sometimes.
When we tell truth.
So mostly the three of you steal things for wealthy people, and then extort more money from those people than was promised.
Hey, extort? We negotiate.
By lying to them.
Turns out, wasn't a lie.
By coincidence.
As I mentioned before, I did have something of a sense that this relic was more than it appeared to be.
Pointy ears still yapping.
Your ears are also pointed. Ignorance triumphs yet again. I shall cease my efforts.
I made a terrible mistake.
Refusing to sell it was perhaps not
I the most... meant joining your group. It's common for a priest on pilgrimage to travel with like-minded souls. Instead, I fell in with you. Refusing to sell this relic was the only smart thing I've done in the past few days.
Well, for my part, and despite the considerable loss and profit your crisis of conscience inflicted upon us, I've enjoyed your company. It's been some time since we adventured with the healer. They kept dying on us, and eventually we just gave up.
What?
I'm kidding, of course. Most of them left in disgust. One did die.
Poor Benedict.
What?
His name, also Benedict. Look a little like you, too.
Next town, I'm rid of the lot of you. I just need to figure out a place where no one will ever find this godstaff piece, and that I can get to before whoever's looking for it finds me.
Interesting notion. And you are offering us how much as payment, brother?
Payment?
As we Intrepid Three did recover the Eldritch artifact of world-shaking power ourselves without your aid...
I did point that out before. Fine.
It's not yours to take without suitable compensation. One might even call such a thing theft.
Well, I took something called a vow of poverty, so...
Sounds like we're stuck with each other.
For now, until I'm satisfied that this relic will not fall into the wrong hands...
Welcome to the Dauntless Dungeoneers, Brother Benedict.
Thanks, I think.
Keep Thack healed up nice, pretty boy. Thack, keep your enemies dead.
You really don't have to do that? Actually, please don't.
Kalis?
Oh.
You too, Kalis.
So, what exactly is this thing? And more importantly, what should we do with it?
I'm afraid that the God Staff of Many Pieces... belongs more to the realm of myth than knowledge.
So you don't know?
Of course I do. Though, I will perhaps lean on our good brother for the insipid made-up divine bits.
Heresy too. That's nice.
At the supposed dawn of creation, the gods carved from the first tree a staff that allowed them to rule over this world and all the creatures on it. Eventually, they decide...
You mean Torak the Betrayer decided?
Someone, or multiple someones, decided that this staff represented too much power in too few hands.
Thus began the gods' war. A battle for the fate of rule born out on the world of men.
Men? The elves were here first,
the
human.
The consequences of which shattered earth and boiled sea, creating the mountains and deserts we have to this
right.
day.
Right, that's of course where our geological features come from.
Anyway, the staff was broken, and the creatures of this world were left to govern their own fate. However, the staff, being immortal like the gods, could not be destroyed utterly, and so the individual pieces were scattered across the world, hidden in the deepest, most remote places, so that it would never again be reassembled.
Thack like part where gods make mountains with violence. Thack, do that someday.
Friends, our path is obvious. We sell it for a lot of money. Really, just a disgusting amount of wealth? We retire and never steal again, except when it's essential we do so for the greater good. Or when we're bored.
We absolutely cannot...
I mean, to some elite private collector. It'll be every bit as hidden and guarded as it was in that ancient dungeon we ransacked. Maybe more so.
Thak say keep magic stick. Help us kill better.
The magic of this piece is supposed to be protective.
Yeah, protect us so we kill more.
Right.
Kalus.
Oh, wonderful. So we care now what the mage thinks?
We always cared. We just were never interested.
You'll be interested in this. I think that we should find the rest of the pieces before someone else does.
Oh, really?
We all heard your cult leader.
Father Orin is a high priest of Godwin, not...
Should the completed staff fall into the wrong hands, nothing we know or hold dear will be safe.
Whose hands are the right hands? Yours?
You adventurers and your right and wrong. It's hilarious, really. Don't bother with that, beastie. My patron is very, very unhappy that you killed his other men. So now he's sent all these archers. Goodness, just look at them all.
Godwin's balls!
Blasphemy?
Is that really the most pressing thing?
Your only concern right now should be walking out of this alive. And believe me, there's only one way that happens. Hand over the piece, like you should have in the first place.
The buyer has you completely surrounded and outnumbered, much worse than before. He smirks as you contemplate your limited options. What do you do?
Guys, Thak's still a little bruised from that last scuffle.
Merrick, too.
Kalus still has a few of his more powerful spells, but I'm not sure we're all going to make it out of this one.
Wait, are you saying we fight?
We fight.
Even for no tangible reward? What about your optimal points?
Well, about that, look, new guy, I've been, I guess, a little hard on you.
You're also still calling me new guy instead of Marcus.
Yeah, I don't think that's likely to change, but look, these game nights,
It's okay, man.
What I am trying to say is that you don't suck quite as much as I thought, and this game has been, I suppose, 1 to 3% more fun than the ones before you were here. So you can stay in the group, I guess.
Aww.
And also, Father Orin technically did give you a different quest when he asked you to take the piece far away, one that has, you've likely surmised, a much higher experience point reward than the original.
Never once crossed my mind.
There he is.
So, we attack?
New guy's call.
Really?
You got us this far, let's see it through your way.
Thanks, Dominic.
And I want you to know that Emo was right. You do have nice muscles.
Thanks, Dominic.
Arrows knocked, bowstrings taut. The buyer's men regard you coolly as...
Wait, sorry to interrupt.
Everyone just does, no need to apologize.
Is the reason you invited me here...
That I just wanted to get into your pants? Yes, 100%. But don't even worry about it. I've decided you're not nearly weird enough for me.
That's cool. But is it, like, weird if I keep showing up to these?
I'd say it's just weird enough.
Can we finish the story?
The buyer awaits your decision, poised as one both ready for a fight and assured of its outcome. I'll have that relic now.
That cool pretty boy have more healing. We gonna need it.
You guys might. One of you dies and I'm running for it. So don't.
We'll have to use every advantage, and we've not many left.
Just one? But maybe it's all we need.
Benedict, you have no idea what that piece does. What consequences using it will have?
Oh, actually, I do. Want to see before we all die?
Yep.
Next time, I make the plans. This really is the worst one yet.
If you're going to do it now!
Pacta de celo descendere, iperet ignis adversantes mihi infernum!
Obliterate!
The Ordinary Epic was created by Brandon M. Kroos and brought to life by executive producer Jordan Stillman, technical producer Brad Smith, composer Tiven Weinstock, graphic designer Haley Thurrett, and visual designer Sing Jun Lee, with additional music and music editing by Bradley Jordan and audio by Matthew Lightbound. Season 1, Episode 1, The Group, was directed by Stephanie LeBolt.
and features the voice talents of Rachel Bellman as Emo and Thack, Caitlin Gerdrum as Athena, the Buyer, and Father Oren, Brandon Green as Marcus and Benedict, Michael Hisamoto as Daniel and Merrick, and Elliot Purcell as Dominic and Kalis. Extra special thanks to a production assistants Neil Johnson, Liz Schultz, and Matt Kramer, and to Tom Janes and Lois Patton for their live musical performances heard in this episode. Check out theordinaryepic.com for bonus content, original artwork, and to join our listener community. Season 1 of The Ordinary Epic is made possible in part by a grant from Neil March of Eternity Cove Productions. The Ordinary Epic is copyright 2019 Close to Home Productions, LLC.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Please try to get some sleep tonight.
I've been trying to sleep all week. Nothing helps.
You could try a sleep sound.
No, thanks. You've had enough nightmares for the both of us.
Let me go! Come on. The medication has nothing to do with that. I haven't had a bad dream in ages.
Ever since your highly problematic affair in Idaho?
Oh my God. Never stop. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened?
Well, you still haven't told me who you're bringing to graduation.
Oh, your heart is racing.
How can you tell?
You're lying on top of me.
What if I don't want anyone else to know yet?
And it wasn't a bad dream?
I don't know.
Christopher, you know.
Can't you appreciate that I'm trying to help you here?
Thanks for the pills, Lils.
Dreamers, Season 2 by Broken Crown Productions. Tune in weekly wherever you listen to podcasts.